This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Overworked, overwhelmed, exhausted, and tired of inflation. Oh, the woes continue, but we hope to add some sunshine to the conversation. It's not all bad, people. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for joining me here on the show, whether you're near or far. I think Joe Biden wishes this was far, far, far away. And what I mean by that is decisions about 2024. We assume that he is running for president again, trying to be another two-term prez like previously four had been until Donald Trump, the former president who broke the streak. He wasn't reelected. Biden obviously was elected. He's been asked about it, but mostly when he first took office. But there was a story that there is a rumor floating around that one of the longtime confidants to the prez says that there is skepticism, or he's raising skepticism, onto whether the president would run in 2021. A former Democratic Connecticut Senator Chris Dodd, who helped Biden pick his running mate last year, mentioned to the New York Times on Friday that Biden might not run for re-election in 2024 for whatever reason, but that is somehow in the mix, saying that there would be a short list, if that were the case, of names that have been discussed. Biden, who's 78, was asked during his first press conference, like I said, in the very beginning of this, but that's it. It's just naturally assumed. Would he run again? And he said, yes, my plan is to run for re-election. That's my expectation. But again, he said, that's my expectation. So he didn't say, I'm absolutely going to run. A new poll shows that his approval ratings are low, 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 low. I mean, Democrats, independents are pretty sour on the press. So obviously Republicans, but I'm talking about people who would normally buoy him up. Biden is 12 points underwater on job approval. 53% disapprove, just 41% approve. So how about that? If the election were held today, 51% of registered voters prefer a GOP-held Congress compared to just 41% for a Democratic-held Congress. This is a poll that was done by the Washington Post and ABC News. A couple of other quick hits from that in looking at the approval, the sinking approval ratings. It's sending off alarm bells, I think, especially when you talk about 44% of U.S. adults strongly disapprove of the job Biden is doing, 80%, of course, Republicans, 45% independents. And so to me, the Democrats and the independents is the thing to look at. And Democrats and independents are jumping off the bandwagon for Biden because of the partially because of the economy, pessimism on the economy. 70% negative on the economy, including 38% who say it's in poor condition, according to this poll. And you heard me say overwhelmed, overworked, exhausted. And part of that is this whole economy thing where you can't find enough people to work. Name a job and I'll tell you whether or not there's enough people to work that job. Now, nurses, school nurses are bailing because they're sick of it. They're tired of criticism and they're overworked and they are resigning en masse. I'm not saying every school nurse, there are so many schools, but there are a lot that are doing it enough that there have been many, many, many stories that have been written about this when we look at areas of the workforce where, especially on the front lines, we're seeing a big shift in who wants to work and who doesn't want to work in these particular jobs. So that's one place that absolutely, absolutely, absolutely is taking a big hit. Santa Claus. Can you act like Santa Claus? Can you look like Santa Claus? Santa Claus probably might not be coming to your town. Wow. I mean, every time you used to whip around the malls, it's kind of cool, right? You see kids jumping on Santa's lap. Maybe you don't pay attention to it. I don't know. I think it's kind of cool. So Santas throughout the country losing gigs because of the COVID-19 pandemic. But now it's a different story because the vaccines, everything, all that kind of stuff. But there are Santas that don't want to be the Santas anymore. So trying to figure out who's naughty, who's nice, and who's just sitting on your lap and getting the picture taken, you know. And seriously, there are ways to track this, right? There are ways to track how many Santas are available. There's a guy named Mitch Allen, and he was quoted, founder of HireSanta.com. They've got a database of thousands of Santa Clauses that can be booked for events. They say their demand is up over 120% from pre-pandemic levels, right? Because people want to be out there. But because so many Santas were down, like 700 Santas passed away and about 300 to 500 of them were due to COVID, because Santas are typically older than a high, and they're in a high-risk category, there is a shortage of Santas. Oh, can you have a really super, super young Santa and is a kid going to believe that? Hey, Santa's 17. How's that possible? Depressing. There's a professional Claus school in Denver, right? And they book Santas, and they say they've never experienced anything like it. They've had to turn down clients, turn away money, right? Because they can't fill those gigs. So if you're looking for a part-time job and you can kind of pull off the Santa thing and you're not 17, I don't know, this might be the way to go. I'm just saying, just, you know, might be. All right, this is also super big. I'm just hitting you with everything right here at the top. This week we're going to be talking a lot about Kyle Rittenhouse and this verdict because jury deliberations are expected to start. It's going to include the consideration of six separate criminal counts. The jurors might be, and this is a big thread in this story, might be instructed to consider lesser charges. I think that's a hint, perhaps, of things to come. He was 17 when he went to Kenosha with a semi-automatic rifle when there was the protest, the unrest over a police shooting, and fired 8 shots, killed 2 men and wounded a third. So the charges are first-degree intentional homicide, first-degree murder in other states, and it's the most serious charge on the books, of course, in Wisconsin. If convicted of that, it would be probably life in prison. But the judge in the case, Judge Bruce Schroeder, said on Friday he would let the jury consider offenses less serious than the ones that he's been charged with. He didn't announce what those charges would be. Like I said, this is a sign of potentially things to come. Closing arguments could last up to 5 hours on Monday. The jury is expected to get instructions from the judge and begin deliberating. Already the governor announced that he's authorized in Wisconsin, some of you listening to me in Wisconsin, about 500 members of the National Guard to be ready outside Kenosha in case they're needed by the local law enforcement because of a reaction to what could be the verdict in this case sometime later in the week. Wow, how about that? And in the meantime, President Biden's vaccine mandate nixed temporarily. A 3-judge panel declared that the rule, which required big companies to force workers to get vaccinated or submit to weekly testing, grossly exceeded the authority of the Occupational Safety Agency that issued it. It's not the final word. The Supreme Court will probably eventually decide it. All right, hang with us. Ann Poole has an interesting story to tell next.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey, it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do. To reflect who we are and what we hope to build, I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to meta.com. Joins us now. She's in Queensland, Australia, and her book is called Believe in Yourself. Doesn't that just say it all? Believe in yourself. Too many people are walking around the planet where they don't believe in themselves for various reasons. And I think now more than ever, those words strung together are so important, and she has an incredible message and some incredible tools to share with you. Anne, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
What was it that drove you to write this book? Why'd you write the book?
I actually had a calling to write the book. My position as a HR manager had finished and I was retrenched, and I had a couple of months where I was deciding my future, and I woke up one morning with an absolute calling to write a book. I thought it would be about transformation because I had transformed, but I didn't actually believe in myself to write it. I thought, I need help. So I asked two other people to write about their transformation, to bring diversity to the book. Yet when I started spending so much time liaising with them and talking about royalties and publishing and that whole process, I could be writing the book. So I had to really dig deep and believe in myself. I had to take a punt on me. Yes, I could write this book. And so I took the plunge and I wrote the book. And even though it wasn't, it is about transformation, my title, Believe in Yourself, was because I firstly had to believe in myself.
Yeah, boy, in a very, very big way. And it's such a beautiful book. So take us through the book a little bit. We're only going to give you a sneak because you need to go and get it. But tell us what we'll learn in Believe in Yourself.
Okay. Doesn't matter where you are in your life journey or your professional career. I start with getting yourself healthy. And some of the most simple things that don't cost you anything, just your time. So that's the platform to start with, is we need to have good health, be it having enough sleep, drinking water, just some of the basic things that often in our busyness we take for granted. So gaining your health is number one, I believe, in the book. And then I work through quite a few different things about self-confidence, about finding your voice, all of those things that at different times trip us up and pull us down. And so there's a possible chance for you to actually get in touch with your emotions, because my struggles may not be yours, but we will both share the same emotional experience. So whether your emotion is anger or hurt or frustration, it all comes from fear, basically, and it drops down. And I talk a lot about fear, facing your fear, having that courage to face your fear. And once you can face your fear, it's amazing how things change. And this book will give you tips on what you can do and how you can go about it. At the end of each chapter, I've called it Action Aces, and it's a summary of the chapters so that you can go deep and do the work. I call it the inner work that just moves you forward. It's something about taking that time out for yourself to look at your emotions and to process it.
Wow, I love that. Process your emotions and the fear part of that as well. And I know, as you said, at the end you share some of the things that you can do, which is wonderful. You give the tools. So, okay, here's what you do, because you got to take that action. And you and I talked about that off the air. So tell us something that we could apply right now.
Okay, so right now, if you're feeling fairly hurt or feeling grief or feeling frustrated with life, do some fast writing. So get some paper and just start writing all your thoughts, anything that's in your head, get it down onto paper. It doesn't matter what language it is, doesn't matter if they're swear words, you're not going to reread it, you're just going to write it down, get it out. The main thing is to get it out of your mind. So writing it all down makes a really big difference. Don't read it, but put it, when you finish, when you feel there's nothing else to come out, put it into some cold water just to dissolve it and take it outside into your rubbish bin. So it's outside of your house and it's out of your mind. That will give you so much relief, and it's cost you only your time and a bit of pen and paper.
I love it. Everybody can do that right now, certainly. And again, you can get Ann Poole's book, Believe in Yourself, on Amazon or Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. And what do you hope people take away from reading Believe in Yourself?
I think they will take away a very positive vibe. It's an inspirational and motivational self-help book. So people will feel probably empowered, because there'll be something in this book that will resonate with them. They'll have that light bulb moment. I'm certain of that, because my struggles are your struggles. That everyone's struggles that we take and that we have in life. And it's how we approach them. It's how we look at our mindset and how we process it. So I feel that you'll come away feeling, yes, I can do it. I can believe in myself and I can get through this. Because our circumstances, they're just fleeting unless we want to keep dwelling on them. But if we work on our inner emotions and resolve it and work through it, with the techniques that are in this book, then definitely you will move forward in your life journey and you'll feel a lot freer. So I really believe that people will come away empowered and inspired.
What I love is in the beginning of the book, you mention how you figured out that, okay, I have to do this. And you ended up doing it when you thought, well, we got to do this and this has to happen. And so you said, this is it. I have to do it. Now that it's out there, it's a beautiful cover. It's so well done. How do you feel about it? It has to be just a wonderful feeling when you first got that first book.
Yes, you're right, Kate. It was a wonderful feeling when I held the first book. It was just amazing. I thought, I've done it, yes. Because it did take a couple of years to write the book, and then with all of the restrictions with the pandemic last year, it took almost 12 months to be edited and published, go through that publishing process. So it was a long journey, but it was so fulfilling to actually have it in my hand and then to share it with others. So yes, it was a great feeling to actually know that I did it. I did believe in myself and I did get it out there.
Yeah, well, it's a terrific book. Believe in yourself, Ann Poole. Like I said, you can get it wherever great books are sold. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much, Kate.
All right, so that was inspiring, right? Hey, write your junk down. Get it out of your head. How many times do we hear that and people hem and haw? I mean, some of you dudes do. Was like, oh, I can't. But I've seen guys do it, and then they throw it into the fire, and then they feel better. I mean, whatever makes you feel better. If people are frustrated, exhausted, overwhelmed, overworked, yeah. I mean, this whole state that we've been in for almost 2 years, even the best of us, somebody with the most positive mind and confidence, I mean, come on, it's hitting everybody. I see it across the board with, I have a lot of guy friends. I see it across the board with them. I see it across the board with women I know. I hear it from you, the listeners, and thanks for always letting me know how you're doing. You can do that, Kate, at katedelaneyradio.com. So my way to get outside of my head is, besides driving golf balls, going down to like the local range and hitting some golf balls, is I call it to tube it, right? Find something good to watch. And one of the shows I really like is back, Yellowstone. And Yellowstone is Kevin Costner's show. He's like the main character in it. It's all about this Dutton Ranch, and it just makes me want to like go out to Wyoming and Montana and see some of those beautiful areas that I have been to but not spent a lot of time in. And anyway, last week Yellowstone just smashed records. They had a season premiere of like 12.7 million. So if you think of TV and streaming and all the ways that you can consume anything entertainment wise, that's pretty good. I mean, to have 12.7 million, wow. And they just do a brilliant job of this. The Taylor Sheridan, he's one of the producers of this whole thing. And it's remarkable, looking at the sort of the relationships and this whole idea of being in the West and being on this ranch and coexisting with a tribe that's there, and people trying to take the land from both the tribe and from this family, this fictional family, the Duttons. And it's, you know, who controls the border, the land developers, the Indian reservation, the First National Park. And it's fascinating. So if you want something good to watch and you want to binge it, hey, that's my recommendation. And you can go back and watch whatever the other seasons were if you haven't seen them, if you like that sort of stuff. I like it. I think it's good. I got me a cowboy hat. I'm ready to sit around the fire. All right, stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Five people were wounded, the suspect dead after a mass shooting early Sunday morning in Columbia, Missouri. Patrolling officers saw two people exchanging gunfire at 3 a.m. The first gunman ran from the scene but began allegedly shooting towards a crowd before being shot and killed by police. The second gunman still at large. The five victims injured are expected to survive. A Southwest Airlines worker in the hospital after being punched by a passenger Saturday. It happened at Love Field in Dallas during the boarding of a flight to LaGuardia Airport in New York City. Police say the passenger boarded the flight, then headed straight to the back of the plane and argued with one attendant. Then, as she was told to leave the plane, argued with a second and punched her in the face. She's facing aggravated assault. This is USA Radio News. Democratic U.S. House member Adam Schiff is celebrating the indictment of former Trump advisor Steve Bannon on contempt of Congress charges. The California Democrat telling NBC's Meet the Press that Bannon refused to honor a subpoena to testify before the House committee that's investigating the January attack on the Capitol and that he deserved to be indicted. Schiff saying he hopes it serves as a warning to all former White House officials, including Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who also has refused to honor a subpoena from that same committee. A rotary phone in the forests of the Pacific Northwest is helping people make long-distance calls to lost loved ones. The phone was placed in Priest Point Park outside Olympia by a photographer, Corey Dembeck, who says he was inspired by a similar telephone of the wind in Japan. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
He is the founder of 10X Catalyst Groups, and he serves as the chairman for the 10X CEO and 10X Pro Groups. And you're saying to yourself, what is that? It's really actually mind-blowing what he's done, and it's a principle that I love because I believe in the power of peer groups. But he's mixed it with something very, very powerful, and that's Christianity. And what he's created is really, really quite interesting. So I'm thrilled to have him on this show. Mike, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you, Kate.
So let's talk about what I said, you know, loosely, the groups that you've created and 10X, and what was it that led you down this path? Because you had, what, 3 decades plus of a career in mergers, acquisitions, business development, et cetera, and you were the founder of Crosspoint Capital, which was a middle market investment banking firm, and we talk a lot about business on this show. So explain, first of all, your background and how you catapulted this into 10X.
Sure. Thanks, Kate. So I'm still a business guy, and I still do mergers, acquisitions, investment banking work. That's my other half-time job, you know, the other 12 hours of the day. And so I'm a business guy, but I've been in peer groups for many, many years, mostly secular peer groups. And I found them to be really valuable, but lacking in an area that was really important to me, which was my faith and the opportunity to be able to discuss issues of business from a faith perspective. Because if you really think about it, there's nothing in life, whether it's relationships or the economy or business or finance or you name the topic, that doesn't somewhere have a spiritual root or a spiritual context. And so being in a peer group that is able to address that was something that I was really desirous of. And so a few years ago, I got involved in leading Christian peer groups for Christian CEOs and entrepreneurs. So these are business groups, but they're comprised of men and women of faith who want to use their business not just to make more money, although we certainly believe in building value and profit, but to use the business for the purpose of advancing the kingdom of God.
Wow. And so powerful, because like you said, you actually merged the two. You know, again, as you made the joke about the 12 hours here and then more time here. And ultimately, we're talking about a business, and you see where we are right now with the economy. When you look in your crystal ball and you deal with all kinds of organizations, all kinds of groups, really on both sides, what do you see with the industry sectors, energy, technology? What do you see happening here as a result of this pandemic and how we come out of this?
Well, to say we're going to experience massive disruption, I mean, we have experienced massive disruption, and it's going to continue on. Some of that is going to actually be really positive. So there are many great things that are going to come out of what is, you know, fundamentally a disastrous situation in many perspectives. But, you know, the human spirit is resilient, and Americans are resilient. And there are things that my clients are experiencing as they navigate through this that they go, gosh, you know, that was really an inefficiency, or that was actually something that we wanted to get rid of, but we didn't know how to do it before this, and now we're able to sort of clean house. Obviously, there are many things about cleaning house that are quite painful and are difficult in many areas, but I believe that out of the disruption, we're going to see changes in the supply chain. We're going to see changes in manufacturing processes. We're going to see much less in the way of business travel and in face-to-face meetings, because we found in many cases that we really don't need to do that, and that there's efficiencies that can be gained. So there are a lot of really big challenges, but out of all kinds of challenges come great advancements. As one of my mentors used to say, Jim Rohn, he used to say, don't ask why things are so hard. Ask how you can get better.
Boy, I love Jim Rohn, and I agree with that so much, and exactly what you're saying here. I think we're going to see some interesting things come out of this time. People just have to get through it and hang through and forecast, I think, for the future and look at some of the things that you're talking about. So you started off, I mean, I'm sure in a couple of different ways, but one of the things that stood out to me in your bio, which was pretty impressive, I have to say, is that you're an ex-Army Ranger captain. So you understand organization. You understand pulling things together. Did you use a lot of what you learned in the military in your career?
It's amazing how Ranger School continues to play out. One of the things that is really fundamental to doing missions behind enemy lines is really extensive contingency planning. And so developing plans for when everything is going to go wrong, because it always does. You know, there's actually a famous philosopher named Murphy. You probably have run into him, and Murphy says, hey, things are going to go wrong. They're going to go wrong at the worst possible time in the worst possible way. And so you got to plan for Murphy. And so Private Murphy was a big part of our Ranger planning. And if you think about the business climate that's going on right now, part of the reason that it's painful for some people is because they really didn't plan for Murphy. And those that did actually are coming out pretty well out of this. So diversification is one of those areas. You know, I have a client who I've been working with for a couple of years trying to get him to diversify his client base, and he's heavily focused in hospitality and restaurants, and he called me in a panic after they were all shut down and said, I should have diversified, shouldn't I? Yep, you should have.
Right. So you did give him the great advice. He just didn't pay attention to that. Oh, no kidding, because
That's the only client. That's the only one that doesn't listen to me. All of the other ones are just that. They're so malleable. Absolutely. Yeah, they're CEOs, right? So.
Right. Oh, I love it. So let's talk about your book, The Avada Principle. And it's won all kinds of awards, and you've got a workbook that goes along with it. Tell us about that and what led you to writing the book.
Well, all of my clients and I wrestle with this idea of too much to do and not enough day, and so many conflicting demands on our lives. You know, we're to go out and be warriors in the marketplace. We're to be loving husbands and great fathers, and we're to be super fit and talented and involved in the community, all these things. Sometimes it gets quite kind of overwhelming, and the solution that has been promoted the most is this idea of living a balanced life. And I found that to actually be extremely flawed. I could never get in balance. And the more that I looked at it, the more I realized, you know, this is just an impossible kind of an approach. And so there's got to be something better than the idea of trying to achieve balance, because you can't achieve it. And as soon as you do achieve it, you're out of balance again. And so basically you've got the failure of chaos that moves to the failure of balance. And I said, well, what else might there be? And that concept is integration and how you live an integrated life. And interestingly, there's not much written on that. One of the things I found that those that wrote about it didn't actually make a good recommendation on what should be integrated. Like, if you were to have an integrated life, what would one integrate? And so I discovered an ancient word. It's one of the oldest words in American, not American, it's the oldest words in human language. It's called avada, and it comes out of the ancient Hebrew. And one of the interesting things about the Hebrew language is that one word can mean multiple things simultaneously. And so one of the earliest words in Genesis is the word of avad, where God tells Adam to go and work the garden. And so avad is a word that shows up about 450 times throughout the Old Testament, and it actually means three things: work, worship, and service. And those three things are the things we're to integrate, and the process of doing that is what the avada principle is about.
Wow, that's a big takeaway in that. And you know what? You made me think, oh, now I know where that word's come from. So, yes, of course. So, great. And you're right. There is nothing that I can think of off the top of my head, because I was thinking about that, that combines all of what you just talked about in one book. I can't think of a business book. I can't think of any kind of a Christian book that I've seen where it's combined that whatsoever. So, congratulations on that success. I'd be remiss not to ask you about your podcast. Tell us about your podcast.
Oh, this is so fun, and thank you for co-hosting with me on one recently where we interviewed the CEO of Buck Knives, BJ Buck. What an awesome guy, and it was so fun to do that with you. So with Forbes Books, with Forbes Books Radio, I've got a co-produced podcast where we're interviewing some of the top Christian CEOs in the country on issues of business and issues of faith and how they actually integrate their faith and their work. And it's just great fun. And you can find that on ForbesBooksRadio.com /10X. And there's some amazing interviews and many more coming.
All right, and it was really fun to talk to CJ Buck. Wow, what a history and what a family, for sure. So please go to that and check that podcast out. It was a thrill for me to be part of that too as well. And then 10xgroups.com, you can find out more about Michael's site there too as well. Michael, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thanks, Kate. Sure appreciate you.
it's Kate Delaney. We have breaking news from Facebook's founder and CEO, Mark Zuckerberg. Listen to what Mark has to say.
It is time for us to adopt a new company brand to encompass everything that we do, to reflect who we are and what we hope to build. I am proud to announce that starting today, our company is now Meta. Our mission remains the same, still about bringing people together. Our apps and their brands, they're not changing either. And we are still the company that designs technology around people.
Meta builds technologies that help people find communities, connect, and grow businesses. Remember when Facebook launched in 2004, it changed the way people connect. Apps were created like Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. Now Meta is moving beyond 2D screens toward immersive experiences like augmented and virtual reality to help build the next evolution in social technology. To unlock more opportunities, go to meta.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Well, in my mind, I am sitting next to this beautiful woman who's got such a gift to share with everybody, and we're going to Singapore, and she's in our virtual green room. Julie Chetlani Belani has written a book called Just Nail It, Bring Out the Creator in You. Bring out the creative in you. Right?
Correct.
Yeah, bring out the creative in you. Did I say that right? I didn't say that right.
You said that perfectly, Kate. Thank you.
Oh, I did. Bring out the creative in you.
Bring out the creator in you.
Oh, I did. Bring out the creator. Okay. So let me, I'm going to just reset it because I want it to sound right. okay. Hang on a second. All right. I'm so pleased to go to Singapore right now. Think about that in your mind. I'm going to introduce you to just a beautiful woman inside and out. Her name is Julie Chetlani Belani, and she joins us in our virtual green room. Just Nail It, Bring Out the Creator in You, Tips, Techniques, and Strategies for Growing in Abundance, Confidence, and Energy. Who doesn't want that? I am so excited about this conversation. Julie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you for the beautiful introduction.
So let's talk about your journey. How did you get here? How did you get to the point where you decided, wow, I need to share with other people?
Oh, how did I get here? Well, I got here from getting out of where I found myself. I found myself in a roller coaster that was going downwards. And at that point, I found myself in a cage that I thought, I don't know if I'll ever get out of this. And at the same time, when I pushed forward and I turned over and I found myself at the other extreme end, smiling and laughing, and I thought, I need to share this gift with the world. And that's how my book came about.
Wow. So sharing the gift with the world, if we peek inside, give us a little sneak. What are some tips you can give us that people listening to our conversation right now can use from your really incredibly helpful and handy book?
What is the sneak? What is the tip you mean, Kate?
Yeah, what is a tip?
The tip would just be laughter. The tip would be just laughing your heart out. The tip would be taking a pause from whatever you're doing right now and just taking a few deep breaths and being in that moment and feeling what you're grateful for at this moment.
Yeah, do you think that that's what happens sometimes, that we race through life and sometimes don't take that pause?
Yes, absolutely. That's what happens to, I think, most of us, right? And we don't realize the beauty and the gift that is there in that pause.
Boy, so true. And I know that you and I talked off the air and I asked you, what do you do to set up your day? Because somebody told me once, if you win the morning, you win the day, or whatever time your morning is. So what do you do to set up your day?
What do I do to set up a day? I make sure I see myself an hour before I see anyone else. So every single morning, an hour before, as soon as I wake up, you'll find me doing some sort of workout, breathing exercises, meditation, and I make sure I read for at least 20 minutes, if not more, yeah, of something that would be useful to my mind and to start my day right. Something positive, something motivating, something empowering.
Well, there you go. There's something useful that everybody can use right there to do what you do, something similar, so they can find themselves first before they introduce themselves to everybody else. What was it like for you writing this book?
Oh, thanks for bringing me back. Actually, before writing the book, I didn't know how I was going to do it, to be honest. But the whole journey of writing the book, I found something and discovered something I didn't know about myself. I was so passionate about writing, and I didn't even know that. So, come back to the question again, Kate.
Yeah, that's okay.
I got so into my moment of writing the book.
I know, I love that. So that's okay. I'll just re-ask it. It's just, what was it like writing the book for you?
It was very interesting, very challenging, at the same time, very, very exciting. Why I say challenging is that when I started on my journey to stick to this commitment to writing a book, I always felt one thing that kind of put me back was, where am I going to find the time? I felt that my plate was already busy and full with the life that I had, and where was I going to find the time to write the book? So again, my journey of having these rituals an hour earlier started with a book, actually. So it's amazing how it stayed with me till now, as much as I have not written after that another book, but it stayed with me because now I wake up an hour earlier every time. So challenging because I thought, I have no time to write the book. And at the same time, I thought, let me be true to myself. If I have no time, I can create time. So how would I be able to create time is to wake up earlier. So I started waking up at 5 a.m. every single day during that process of writing the book. And that changed and evolved me on a whole new level, because that became a whole new commitment altogether for me. And at the same time, I discovered sides of myself that I didn't know. One was I could wake up at 5 a.m. every single day and feel good about it. Two was, I didn't hit the snooze button because it was a commitment to myself. It was about being true to myself, one. Two is, when I went through that writing journey on day one, I suddenly discovered that I'm so passionate about it. So day two and onwards, my writing became so easy and smooth because I would just jump out of bed looking forward to basically get on my writing gear. Because if I missed my 5 a.m. alarm, I would miss writing for the day. And that's when I discovered that I was so passionate about writing, something I didn't know until I got on the journey of starting it.
Wow, that's wonderful. I love it that you just didn't want to hit the snooze button. There is a lesson in that for sure. We're speaking with Julie Chetlani Bilani. Her book, Just Nail It, Bring Out the Creator in You, Tips, Techniques, and Strategies for Growing in Abundance, Confidence, and Energy. What do you hope people take away from getting your book? What do you hope when they go through this book they walk away with?
I hope they walk away with knowing and absorbing that all the resources they ever need in life is already within them. They have all the power they would ever, ever need within them, and that they themselves are enough.
Oh, that's perfect place to really wrap this, that you are enough. And there's so much in this book that's incredibly useful. It's the perfect time of year for this. And again, it's Just Nail It, Bringing Out the Creator in You, Tips, Techniques, and Strategies for Growing in Abundance, Confidence, and Energy. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever great books are sold. Julie, thanks so much for sharing with us.
Thank you so much, Kate, for giving me this opportunity to share.
What I like about Julie's book is that right at the start, she tells you everything that she went through. She tells you that this book wouldn't have happened. She couldn't have written the book if she didn't do half of the things that probably some of you are feeling hadn't happened to her. You know, finding courage, crying yourself to sleep, feeling stuck. Feeling stuck is the worst. And I think at some point, no matter how uber successful someone is or what is success to you, come on. People, I think, feel stuck. And then how do you get out? How do you shift? How do you get out of that? She talks about if she hadn't invested in herself, she hadn't found positivity or courage or faith or any of that, if she wasn't able to do that. And then what happens is how it frees you. And it's a whole different world when you free yourself. And she talks about that. And in her book, she dives very deep into labels and manifestations and what you're putting out there, you know, what you're thinking, purpose, and releasing that, release what's not. The release part of what's not serving you, and other things like purpose. We constantly hear purpose, purpose, purpose. What is your purpose? And sometimes when you're not ready to hear that question, and she knows this, you hear what's your purpose, and then you feel like, well, I don't know. What is my purpose, right? And she talks about that. And that's the contents. I mean, the contents are all of those things mixed in. And gratitude, which is so important. And she talks about what are you grateful for at this moment? Because the more you fill yourself with that, ultimately, it's what you put out and what you're going to get back in. So this is wonderful. Bring out the creator in you. Just nail it. Again, you can get that on Amazon. And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.